Ove, welcome, welcome, Zimbabwe Omuhle. Namhlanje kuhlelo siyalamukela nonke ndinokugamtshela emtshirongwa. Welcome, welcome to the program The Connection. We're coming to you live from Voice of America here at Studio 7. And today is Tuesday, the 14th of May, 2019. Mina igama lami Zitarangu. My name is Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe Omuhle, ndinomgamtshela emtshirongwa chelu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Namhlanje is Tuesday, the 14th of May, 2019. Ndinomgamtshela, welcome, welcome, welcome. Tonight on The Connection, we are discussing the rise in the use of social media as an alternative means of communication in Zimbabwe. Now, studies have shown that the smartphone, lento, zulugandaba, this thing right here, and of course it's an iPhone. But the smartphone is slowly taking over as a major mode of communication worldwide, and Zimbabwe is no exception to that. According to articles tackled by several different news outlets, us included in Zimbabwe, on the effects of new media, what we mainly know as social media, social media has become the what we call new language of communication. Abantu abaningi, wonke umuntu, from young to old, special or not special, wonke umuntu usebenzisa inkundla zokuxhumana. Munhu wese akushandisa social media kukhurukura nevanhu. Pane vanhu vakawanda vamwe vanoti aiwa, ask Mike kumamisha uko emaphandleni, Mike, there is no internet penetration. Loko akusoloni iqiniso. Yebo, internet penetration ikhona. Abantu these days are now using WhatsApp emaphandleni. Media practitioners worldwide have accredited the shift to several different reasons. Namely, one of them in Zimbabwe is of course indaba yokuthi wonke umuntu wants to disclose what is happening within their societies, and of course people are now moving towards social media as it's a quick way towards accessing information. Tonight we're looking to establish why the move towards social media is happening, and of course how is it relevant in the grand scheme of things. So ngifisa ukuxoxa lani zulukandaba ndakatharisira kutaura nemi vatenderi vedu Studio 7 kudawisisa kuti kwamurimi nyaya ye social media kuti social media irikushandiswa kufambisa mashoko. Aiwa, is it something that's helping in the grand scheme of things, especially patinokurukura nevatapi venhau interest izindaba ezichiyeneyo, because now today, social media has become a means of broadcasting news. +12026192077 is the number to call if you're looking to join us. Go to sikhona njalo ku WhatsApp ku number ezithi +12024650318. Tikutevenyura zvakare pamasai sai anoti 909 medium wave pa frequencies apo pa 4930 triple zvakare pa 6065 uyezve pa 15460 kilohertz ku short wave. Abafisa kubukela ku internet tikutevenyura pa mapage edu matatu www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashana.com, siyasakaza njalo ku www.voandebele.com. However, for our Facebook fanatics, zulungandaba tiri kutefenyura pama page edu pa Facebook matatu pane VOA Studio 7, sikona njalo ku VOAshana triple zvekare pa VOAndebele. So zulungandaba, I'm urging you all, please share uhlelo ukuti sibukele ngobunengi bethu. Share ichirongwa kuitira kuti tione takawanda. Isai manamba kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa, ndichange njiverenga zvekare ma comments pama page edu matatu eFacebook. Most importantly, zulukandaba abafisa kungena kuhlelo kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa, if you're looking to join us and you're watching the program on Facebook, write your number in the comment section and we'll call you back.
Hey ta, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami kana utaura neni, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3, BigMyke3. Hey, my dear, oh, no. Hey, my dear.
at Big Mike 3, ndiyo username, that's my username on Twitter and Instagram. Na ofisi kota nami, ndinotenda zvikuru munhu wese that follows me on those pages. However, Zulugandaba sikona lapa on our three Facebook pages for the next hour. Saka ngatisangane ipapo. At Big Mike 3 is the username. Kana mchida kukurukura neni. Musachike kundibata ipapo. Asi nyorai ma comments nema number yenyu pa ma page yedu matatu. VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, njalo ku VOA Ndebele. Ndukutuona kushatua tanga. Vanu warukutu kukwiza na kukwona uti ndiana tanga kupinda mchirongo. Ndukuna tawanda ndlofu. Warukutu uti number one ndinda tanga kupinda. Ayo watinutu ndushukuru wa ndlofu. Junior France Chara is saying number two. Upraye tuti himi wa statu ndini number three. Best mapirato tanga nukwisa maundro yake. And social media yaka nyanya my way. Chokwa dine manyepo. Zese zulipo ini ndakuiziva. Ayo watinutu ndushukuru ne maundro yenyu. Discipline badani raruti ndoda kumorosa mafee chete chete nema kupe kupe ese panu ayo hazi moro imoro ina discipline umboni so moyo uwe ashuti likini so goto ay gulabantaba peta ayo ayise abonga gakulu labantaba ngena ya uselo tuona uks ndia naruti chiko pa page redu de VON tebele ama nombo lase kalu ngena na ungu opet tuvi uwe ashuti ufisu ngena uselo opet ya abonga gakulu sila kutinta sika tolituba ushepet upinde wafagi nombo lo wata inkelu ngena uselo sila kutinta lao mboni nombo lo njalo yeka Prince Chindimo uwe ashuti ufisu ngena uselo. Social media usage in Zimbabwe, that is the topic of discussion. Namhlanje kuhlelo sibonile phela ukuthi abantu abanenge abasakhulayo sebeqalile ngempela ukusebenzisa inkundla zokuxhumana ukuze bathole ithuba lokuxoxisana kodwa. That is something that's created a shift in the dynamic when we're talking about what has become the new language of communication in Zimbabwe. You know, back in the day, abantu used to watch TV, abantu used to listen to radio. Those were the sources of information. Kodwa these days, lento guys, ile power, ile manja, ile masimba. These days, abantu, 7-7, sa inkunja, zo kukisa na wakushandisa social media. Kutura utu, tefenyure, na uza waru tefenyura, vangoo waru kita ma program, avu wawo, vechidiki, kutura utu, wadzidzise vanu, saka nasi mchurongo, takatari sila kuwa nevan, nema panelists matatu, all of them are doing different things on the internet, whereby they're going to be explaining to me why social media has become the new means of communication. And of course, the dangers that come with social media. One of them, manzwa muomterra nyora comment, ajita aiwa nyaye fake news. That was one of the issues that came about. In actual fact, not so long ago, us as Intatidis Indaba, Seva Tapiwe now, we were celebrating World Press Freedom Day, and one of the issues that was highlighted was nyaye fake news. And of course, where does fake news circulate most? Pa social media. Sakapinda imchirongwa, mutuzo maondre nyu, ndaka nanga, ndaka tarisira kukurukara ne mi, zuluwa ndaba, kanamisha opinda imchirongwa, nyorai namba. Pa mapeje duk matatu pa Facebook apo VOA Shona, VOA Ntebele, sikona njalo gu VOA Studio 7. Kana umuno kwa nisa ujikari kutufuendra pa +1 202 465 0318. Hande iku peje redu re VOA Studio Teams kutufuandwa rukitichi hii. Mamoyo kukaku aruguti hi mamoyo magadi enyu. Moses Mlambo uya shuti yebo Moses. Anzi na best mapira where are you Studio 7 tripano ka one mavagunyora number tukutefe nyura pano. Mula vaita number yake tichakufundra. George Vati Studio 7 your broadcast for today wasn't Shona News. It was something else. I watuza takatari sila kutichai gadri sa nyaya yoyo. Saka msachke na uzelu temakseni tichange tichakutefe nyaya everything that you missed out on. Asi, tisatabata magesi ndugunzo, tituri ne mteruwedu kutanga, laupinda mchuru wangwa, kola mleleli, usu mgeni lukutelo, mapinda mchuru wangwa, magade enyu.
Ndiripa angu magade enyu zenyu.
Aiwa, tiripa alipari, nari ndiani?
Zonzi Weston kasipanye.
Aha, mkoma Weston, zurufa ambe?
Haa, ndizo zo baba.
Murukufundra murukupi.
Ndiriku kambu zuma hapa, kambu zuma.
Jimmy kama pinda mchurongwa mkoma Weston, number one woku pinda mchurongwa nasi, to the maundreni.
Ini nangu maoni rangu ndekuti apana kana chavari kutombo ita, because nino mjese zirukitika jese ka, apatori ina kana wani kiri kutombo buda kana wani.
Apa mruta wanezwe, na uzirubuda pa internet kana utichi mruta wanezwe.
Tukala na uga na chikubuda pa TV jesu.
Muruta apaya chikubuda.
Apatori ina kana chikubuda. Gozi, tezi nozi muka tarisa, gozi nozi ka. Muka enda kuma passport. Akutori ina kana peparima passport. Batu jese zozoka. Apana arugusi jaura.
Saka muruta apa na uza. Apatobuda pa Daniel Mtande apo pa internet.
Ipapa pa internet ndo pazvinenge zviri kutombobuda kwete kuti pana uchedzi chaidzo hapana chirikubuda.
Saka mukoma Weston sezvo muri mutero wekutanga abva kupinda muchirongwa chindiudzaiwo imamutye here nokuti nhau dziri obuda paintanet sometimes dzinenge dziri nhau dzemanyepo ina hangu handiziva kuti mungati asi ndaneta nokuverenga nhau dziri kubuda paWhatsApp munhu wese achinditumira achiti aiwa Mike vamugabe vashaya asi vamugabe vachiri vapenyu ifake news guy iri kungotendera tendera pana naWhatsApp nepa Twitter nepa Instagram.
Ya kazhinji kachona pa internet panobuda nhau dzeunyepa asi dzimwe dzacho dzinenge dziri dzechokwadi zvinenge zvatoitika but zvinozonzi ndezvekunyepa nemutaka wekuti zvinenge zvisingade kunzi zvibude.
Saka imi mukoma Weston pache zvenyu social media munoishandisa kuti muite inai?
Inini ndoshandisa business kutsvaga mari muZimbabwe makutonetsa mari saka pamwe pachona ndotoshandisa WhatsApp kuti nditaure nevanhu vebusiness vandinebusiness randoita.
Aiwa takunzwa zvikuru saka mubvunzo wangu pedzisira then teta kutoendera mberi nekundiudza kuti pane vamwe vateereri vakatomira pachirongwa imi muchiri kubata here nhau dzenyu kwete nhau chete asi muchiri kuonawo zvinoitikawo here kana news dzinobudawo patv neparedhio here kana kuti maangoti aiwa ini hangu ndaangotambira hangu pasocial media ndipo panongobudawo nhau ipapo?
Inini handichatoteereri nhau dzachona, handichatodzione because the more yaunoteerera nhau ka unotowedzera stress pane zviri kuitika munyika, unotowedzera stress.
Hinda
zvinenge zvichitorwadza bhozi zvimwe zvachona zvaunonzwa zvachona unongochona zvichipesana nezviripo panzvimbo.
Saka muri kuti nhau dziri kubuda patv neparedhio inhau dzemanyepo?
Ndedzekunyepa bhozi dzinobuda dzinotaurwa mandeka dzinosvika Friday dzichingotaurwa idzodzo chete saka taneta nokungoteerera zvinhu zvinenge zvichitaurwa zvichitaurwa one chinhu chakataurwa mande chepedza wiki rese chichitaurwa iko kuine zviri kuitika zvinofanira kunge zvichibuda.
Aiwa mukoma Weston takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma tinotenda zvikuru nokupinda muchirongwa.
Alright, thank you so much.
Thank you. Liyamuzwa nangu munomzana Weston uya shukuti hai yena these days hai mina sengihamba ku social media ngenxa yokuthi indaba eziphuma ku TV njalo ku radio kakhulukazi eZimbabwe ukuthi hai akusilona iqiniso uyasho ukuthi it's not a true reflection of what's happening on the ground so yena he's now relying on social media ukuthi lokhu kungaba kuliqiniso na. I'm looking to hear more from you guys zulukantu abangenani kuhlelo +1 202 465 0318 kodwa silelakho njalo ukusithumezela umlayezelo kuwhatsapp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318 lisishayele njalo ucingo in the studio +1 202 619 2077 kodwa ngiyezwa njalo ukuthi I have my first guest for tonight, Mkoma Chris Charamba. Chris is a journalist himself, and of course, he runs a podcast called Politics and Beyond on Capital 263. So he's one of the people that we're looking to hear from Lamshanje, whereby he's going to explain to us why the choice to move towards social media. Mkoma Chris, zvirikufamba?
Mushe kanjani makadenyu?
Aiwa mushe tirikufara zvikuru nekuva nemi pachirongwa nhasi.
Aiwa tinofarawo kuvepo pachirongwa chenyu.
Mukoma Chris, so you are the first guest nhasi muchirongwa and it's fortunate I guess because you are I guess a person who is working within the field of social media within that realm. You run a podcast called Politics Beyond and more. So my first question to you, Chris, is why the choice to move towards social media? Why not create content and give it to radio stations and more?
I think our choice to use social media was because it's open access. Mm-hmm. So anyone can join in. You know, hapana anorambidzwa kuvhura platform yake and engage with people as they so choose. So that was one of the key things. The other thing was it's free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's free in terms of my resources. You're the one who chooses what it is you're deciding to put into it. But my platforms actually for you to access are free. You know, it's just your data. You could wait to upload, you know, the content that you're putting onto the platform.
Mm-hmm.
So these are two key things: that it's open access and anyone can access it, and two, it's free. Which is important other than radio, where, you know, it's owned by a certain individual who has a certain ideology for how he wants those platforms to run.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to confirm to that ideology who is running those radio platforms. Whereas with social media, you are in control of the content, you're in control of how of the output, you are in control of how you choose to engage your audiences as well.
Now, as we continue with the conversation, you mentioned something that it seems to be very important when it comes to people gravitating towards social media, which is the idea of there are very minimum restrictions. Is that not something that is dangerous with regards to the content that you guys put out? Because no one can regulate the content. Nowadays, everyone,
I think so. I think it's definitely an issue in the sense that it's open to anyone and anyone can put out what they like, which is why there seems to be this proliferation of what is termed fake news. It's that the multiple platforms have made it possible for there to be a lot of content that's put out, and it's increased the volume of fake news that's out there. Not to say that fake news wasn't. Social media is the reason for fake news. Fake news has existed before, but now it's just been given a wider platform. In our case, I think one of the things that was important was to make sure that you had actual journalists working on the content, which is myself. So I understand journalistic values and journalistic ethics and what it means when you're looking for stories and how you verify your information. And I think this is something that obviously it's difficult to regulate because online is unregulated. But for those looking to consume content, it's one of the things that you should look out for in terms of who is the person behind the content that's being created and background, what is their background, how is it that they engage with content, and start asking questions. Audiences need to be a bit more engaging in terms of asking questions of what kind of content are people putting out and to what aim, what is the aim of people putting out content. Because like other media platforms, be it radio, be it TV, everyone has an agenda. Once you understand that agenda, then you'll have a better sense of what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Chris, can I just hold you on the line for 1 second? And I'll come back.
Sure, no problem.
All right, Leamuzo Nangumnumzana Chris Charamba. Yeah, he's the host of Politics and Beyond, which is a platform that tackles, it's within the name itself, Politics in Zimbabwe. Ngumuntu ongusakhulayo, and the podcast itself, you guys should check it out, runs on Capital 263. Asindubunzo othini mthereri, khola mlaleli, maphinda mchirongwa.
Yes, you know, MDC, White House Town.
Hello, Mkoma Matiko.
Magadi.
Tiripo Magadi, eh?
Musarana Mkoma Ngoni, Ndumfakos.
Yeah, Mkoma Ngoni, Shurukfambe.
Right. I said that I'm social media. Social media is right.
Hinda mshidaro Mkoma Ngoni.
Because it's got a good for social media. For one, for some, I think I was on MDC. You have put social media as far as MDC, but it shows you have from the president to a city.
Hindawo nekuti andiri pa social media nango ikoko ku Zimbabwe nyaya ye news dzemanyepo dzinogara dzichingobuda ka pa social media. Muchiri pa irapo.
Pari social media ndava zviri nane dzani ZBC ndeto trust.
Wotra imi chichemo chenyu ndechekuti aiwa nemaondere news ZBC inotepenyura news dzisiri dzechokwadi, saka mhatso mhanya ku social media kuitira kuti muwane nhau dzamunoona nemaondere nyu muchiti ndedzechokwadi.
Eh, chokwadi. Kuzva pane Studio 7 ino balance ma side ese. ZBC balance ma side ese.
Aiwa takunza zvakanaka Mkoma Ngoni, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongo. Mudzoke next week, Andisi.
Yeah, ndogo shiro mai gava kutwa rikazi zvakanaka.
Aiwa, nesiwo tudo tepenyura umazu wakafanana. Tinotenda zvikuru.
Aiwa, maitabasa.
Right, liyamuzwa nangu mnumzana Ungoni, uyaphinda umbono woka mnumzana uWeston esithi hi ngombono wakhe these days abantu ikakhulukazi eZimbabwe are running to social media ngenxa yokuthi babona ngani imisakazo ekhona eZimbabwe ayikhulumi ayikhishi news eziliqiniso. Lina lithini ngalokho? Bhalani imibono yenu kukhasi lethu LVOA Ndebele, nyora ima comments muthi uzomaonrenyu phambisolo phenya yathu kukhurukura kukhasi lethu LVOA Ndebele. Abantu sebeqalile ngempela obhedube ngibonile ngiyayiboni inombolo yakho, siza kudinga mnumzana Shepherd Maxen Maxen lawo siza kudinga Prince Jim Chindimo lawe siza kudinga ukukhona ngale kwele Botswana uPamela Khumalo uthi salibonani Zimbabwe makhumalo unjani. So let's go back to my guest umnumzana uChris Charamba. Mkoma Chris muchiripo?
Tiripo.
Right, murukudzwa vateriri vari kupinda muchirongo vachiti iwe une vaonero out there not starting to gravitate towards social media nekuti vari kuti aiwa hanzi news dziri kubuda munyika from the different outlets especially those that are government owned. Iowa, they feel as though it's unreliable. Could that be something that's pulling people and pushing people towards being contributors and suppliers of news on online?
Yeah, I definitely think so. You know, people want. I think more so, people want news as things happen, and our media institutions in the country, our traditional media institutions, tend to be a bit slow and reactive. Mm-hmm. So news. Zinobudana 1, Zobudana 6, Zobudana 8 p.m. You know, whereas for social media, you can get things as they happen. By the minute, people are sharing the videos. People are, you know, people are sharing commentary as well. So you have a lot more access to what's happening, and you have a wider picture of things that are happening rather than waiting for, you know, the 1-8 p.m. 3-minute slot on the 8 p.m. news that gives you one particular angle. On social media, you have the luxury of multiple angles on one particular story, which gives you more information. Obviously, sometimes information is uncurated. It comes just as it is, and it's up to you to interpret. Semuna arkutora information information yakaita se. There can be, you know, there are pros and cons to that kind of engagement. But I think that it makes people feel that they have a sense of ownership and they are not being lied to, because they are seeing or they are hearing and they are reading as it is happening.
Mm-hmm. Now, all right. I have a very important question that I would like to tackle about your podcast. But hold on for one second, sure. Turam Terry. Kola kola mlaleli, ndokunzwa kuti nemuteereri ari parunare mbano konekwani. Kola kola ari parunare ndiani?
Ndi Mr. Prince Chindimo.
Mkoma Prince, zviri kufamba?
Zviri right mukoma wangu.
Muri kufonera muri kupiko?
Ndiri muBotswana mupalati.
Wabuwa Botswana mkoma Prince.
Yeah, zvese.
Ubatobwa kana. I want to talk right. Nyaya iri mugango mukoma Prince mainzwa vanhu vari kukurukura vatiri kubata nyaya ye social media iyi. Mazuva ano vanhu vakawanda munyika especially kuZimbabwe asi pasi rose vakushandisa social media kufambisa mashoko avo. Takuonawo kuti vatapiwe nhau navo futi vakupindawo pagenga iroro vachifambisa mashoko vachitepfenyura nhau dzavo padandemutande apo paintanet. Imi tudzeiwo maonero yenyu pamusoro pezviri kuitika.
Zvinhu zviri kuitika mazuva ano zvaakunoita izvi. Nokuti social media naiyo pane zvainotaura chokwadi, zvimwe inonyepa, zvinhu zvakawanda inonyepa. But isusu tiri kunze kwenyika toti social media iri right, nokuti ndiyo inokwanisa kutiudza zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe.
Ko inda, one is ZBC nayo iripo, pana Nastar FM nao futi ari kubatikana online.
ZBC inonetsa pakuti takawanda inenge yakarerekera kuRolling Party iri kutonga, saka isusu pasocial media toziva kuti tokwanisa kuona chimwe nechimwe chatinoda. Chiro ukaitika chii tokwanisa kuchiona neukasira.
Saka ine maonero enyu muri kuti aiwa nhau dzenyu munodziwanawo padande mutande nekuti muri kutya kuti ZBC nyaya iyi yavanotepfenyura inenge yakangorerekera kune divi rimwe chete.
Ichokwadi.
Saka imi pachizvenyu social media munoishandisira chii?
Social media tinoishandisira kakawanda kutsvaga mabasa kana pa kuzvitaridza kuti tiri kushanda basa ripi kana kuterera nyuzi dzekumusha kana dzepasi rese.
Saka sezvo mabata nyaya yekuti munoishandisa kuterera nyuzi. News dzinobuda pa social media sometimes nemiwo mambozvitaura pamatanga kupinda muchirongwa muchiti aiwa panombotepfenyurwawo nhau dzisiri dzechokwadi pa social media vanhu vanoiti fake news. Saka azvi hachisi chinhu chinokutyisa here nokuti mukatarisa kazhinji pane ma traditional media outlets apo vanhu vanenge vachitepfenyura nhau vanhu vanenge vakatoenda kuchikoro vakanodzidza journalism. Saka nhau dzavanenge vachida kutepfenyura dzinenge dziri dzechokwadi. Saka dzimwewo dzinongobudawo pa social media dzinenge vanhu vanenge vasati vadzidza kuti uve journalist unofanira kuita sei. Saka ima hachisi chinhu chinokutyisa here ichocho kuti pamunenge muchimhanya muchiti aiwa regai timhanyire kudande mutande apo paintanet kuitira kuti tiwane news dzimwewo nhau dzinenge dzichibuda inhau dzisiri dzechokwadi.
No, ipapo tinogara tichitova awareness nokuti tinoziva kuti dzimwe nhau dzinenge dziri dzenhema. Saka kana tadziona hatimhanyire kutaura kuti taona chii chakati chakati tomirira kuramba tichicheka. Kana taona zvichiramba zvichidzokorwa tobva taziva kuti ichokwadi.
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma Prince ari kubotswana uko tinotenda zvikuru nokupinda muchirongwa.
Thank you so much.
Zvinova ndaba leya muzwa unomuzana uPrince mbona ngani indaba lena hey yashupa abantu bayasho kuti i social media yashupa uPrince uyasho kuti it's a double edged sword ngenxa kuti sometimes indaba isiphumayo yebo ngempela it comes out real quick on the time kodwa at times indaba isiphumayo asilona iqiniso. Fake news, zulukanda balitini ngaloko. Mbonu mnumzana, uGrievous Shiripinda uyafaka inombolo yake uti mcela ungithinte mkoma, ayi watitakutsha gai, ungasabi mkoma, Grievous siza kudinga. Nangu Austin Ncube uyasho uti salibonani. Austin unjani, ngiletema lokuthi uyaphila mina ngiphilile. Siyabonga kakhulu lokuba lathi kuhlelo lamhlanje. Yini umbono wakho? Balumla umbono wakho khona apha kukhasi lethu LVOA Ndebele. But let's go back to my guest umnumzana uChris Charamba. Vacharamba muchiripo parinari rapo.
Chiripo tiri kuterera.
Right, ngatiendere mberi nehurukuru yedu. I was touching on something I was about to get into your podcast, Politics and Beyond.
Mm-hmm.
You guys touch on several different issues within society, obviously like it says Politics and Beyond that are I guess political. You know, we just went through an election whereby several different news was flying left, right, and center. Some was true, some wasn't true. And people started running towards social media because those were the outlets whereby, I guess, people such as Nelson Chamisa were complaining, saying, we're not getting airtime on TV, we're not getting airtime on TV. People could find out what's going through Chamisa's mind and more. What role did you guys play as an outlet that is not only online, where the masses seem to be running to, however, that it has a responsibility of educating the people more about this political situation in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, so what we try to do is give people analysis of things that are happening. So more than just reporting on the facts to say, you know, there is an election, you know, focusing on certain issues in terms of why is it important for people to go out and vote, what, you know, going, explaining certain things in terms of registration process of voting, what the different parties are discussing in terms of their manifestos and their approach to governance, what the key issues in the election, be it from the electorate or from the politicians, are. So it's to give people, for our platform, Politics and Beyond, it's to give people deeper perspective and, you know, try to break down some of the terms and the language and the situation so that they can understand, especially young people as our target audience, to get them involved in the conversations and use jargon that they can identify with and they can understand. And I think we were quite successful in that regard and tried to make sure that we were continuing to engage in those kind of conversations and making sure also that we bring issues that are important to people and find other young people who understand them better. For example, we did something on climate change after Cyclone Idai, you know, to understand climate change policy in Zimbabwe. There's an entire department that is responsible for climate change in this country. So we brought some of the people on Oshanda Ikoko on, as long as with as well as other experts, to discuss, you know, the issues of how our agricultural practices affect climate change. Disaster response here due to climate change is what can quite a cyclone like Yakaita say by, because these are things Zucharamba is cheating based on climate change. So how do we respond in the future? How do we build for climate change? How do we develop my infrastructural systems? So normal conversations are there to Chidakuita.
But I par Nari Wacharamba, not singing chingo jamba jamba panum tira no pinam churong and this.
No problem.
Yes, oh good silom la lele kwenny umnumzana u ope tube. Mr. Tube unjan umnumzan.
Njani
dan? Le wena unjani baba?
Ngiyangcina nje. Siyalelale njenge volleyball kodwa sisaqhubeka ukukhala kusizi baba.
Ngiyempela ngempela usukungenele ukuhlelo mnumzana namhlanje udouble khona siya we're touching on indaba le social media ukuthi ngempela ubona ngani inkundla lezi zokuxhumana ziyasiza na ikakhulukazi elizweni elifana leZimbabwe.
Ya inkundla zokuxhumana mina ngibona ngani ziyasiza kakhulu, zithi zisiza kakhulu ukuthi into yonke enhle ile ngezinto eziningi ezilandelayo, njengokuthi abantu inkundla zokuxhumana bacina besebeziphambanisa sebezenzela imfuno zabo landani. Kodwa mina ngikwami ngendlela engibona ngayo inkundla zokuxhumana ziyasiza kakhulu. Khathesi kunjenje nxa ngingabona umuntu elimele ngimthatha isithombe, kulihlazo ukuthatha umuntu olimele ngofile isithombe. Kodwa nxa sengimthatha isithombe ngatshela abantu ukuthi kulo muntu onje olimele nango kulukuthi abantu bamkhangele kwa ende ukakhangela nxa ujuice ukuthi amabhandi zasekulensuku aseseqakha thana. Kodwa nje uma ukhangela iWhatsapp ibithi siseve kakhulu ekufoneni yaseve endaweni eziningi, ama-voice calls siwenza sometimes iphinde ivume ukufona futhi. Ngasohlangothini lama-artist futhi abahlabeleli mbabaculi banenga kakhulu abakhona, ngeke bonke bayedlala emsakazweni oweRadio Zimbabwe nokuZTV. Kodwa ungenza umsebenzi wakho ufake enkundleni yokuxhumana ngesikhathi esingange 10 minutes uyabona ngabantu abazinkulungwane lenkulungwane bese beyokulandela bazokubona bakudinga babekwazi. So kulabanye abantu abazake badlale emsakazweni nakumabonakude kodwa asebenzele umkhakha wabo abamuhle kakhulu abamkhulu baba ngosaziwayo kumbe ngathi ama-celebrity ngolimi lemzini. Yikho ngithi inkundla zokuxhumana ziqakatheke kakhulu kulu kakhulu kakhulu kakhulu. Imagine ngibhala incwadi ngibhale ekhaya bathi ukuthi ngilimele kodwa athi singithatha isithombe bathumezele ugogo ephansi kuko ngilimele uzwane nanto athi alibone khona lapho ugogo athi dingisa ihaka ubophe ngidingisa ihaka mbophe sembophele gogo kodwa hayi ubophele angaphansi kukhwela phezulu ubophe ngani phezulu. Ziyasiza kakhulu mina ngowami umbono umbona njalo. Kodwa kumele ukuthi abantu bazinqande kizo ngoba inkundla zokuxhumana sezichithe imizi abantwana abancane sezaphambanisile into abazibona ngalo bahamba bayezidinga khona phana inkundla zokuxhumana bayezibona ende bangazibona khona phana kabaphela phana bahamba babaye kwenza ukuthi ngibona ukuthi uyasebenza yini sebezithola sebesengcuphekeni embi kakhulu oletha khona umkhuhlane ukuzithwala ukuphambisa izidakamizwa kuvela khona phana enkundleni zokuxhumana. Kho ngithi into yonke enhle ile zinto ezinde ezilandelayo.
Uthintile udaba olucakathekileyo ngampela ngesikhiwa bayasho ukuthi they call it citizen journalism, ukuthi ngezinye izikhathi abantu bezibhodela nje emgwaqweni they bump into something bathatha isithombe bafake ku-social media ukuthi hayi this is what's happening kobulawayo wherever they are. Ubona ngani because sometimes ngezinye izikhathi abantu when they circulate izithombe lezo it turns out to be fake news. Ubona ngani yebo i-social media ushilo wathi into elungileyo ngempela, it's something that's very very important. Kodwa is it not something that scares you mnumzana ukuthi ngezinye izikhathi sometimes information ephumayo ku-social media akusilona iqiniso?
Ye i-social media kwesinye isikhathi kule nto kona ukuthiwa i-photo ithiwa i-photoshop
ngomuntu yakhe umuntu
ubonisele ikhanda lembuzi. Abantu bakukhole kule mntu kwakwabo uyavela ezipost kuthiwa epholisi kubonakala inkalakatho emanzini yalowo mntu kithi ubhala ukuthi izikuphosi. Ngaphikisa abantu bathi ngiyahlanya kwenye igrupu yayilabantu abafika 200 yela abantu abaqakathekile. Ngase ngibathi ukuthi mina ngihlala eVictoria Falls ngikhuluma nje ngiseriva ngamanga lawo khulapha kuyasifida abantu kathesi ungakhangela emalangeni adlulo kwathiwa i-passport zikhwele lokho sakubona kwinkundleni zokuxhumana. Mina ngaze ngabamba amaphaphu ngezandla apho saphumela phandle ngabamba lezilindi lamathumbu ngaze ngafika eofisinela ipami ngafika bagakula nto enjalo. So uyabona ukuthi inkundla zokuxhumana phana zase zilahlekisa abantu kodwa zona ngikwazo zingayenziwa ngendlela eyiyo nabantu abangafuni ukuhlakaniphisa abantu nabantu abangafuni inzuzo yabo nabantu abangafuni ukwethusa abantu kungangena abantu bezombangazwe labantu abalamanga. Inkundla zokuxhumana ziyanceda kakhulu.
Hayi mnumzana Dube ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo mnumzana.
kubonga mnamtjana inkosi inkulula kubusisa kuse bonke abalale emagqumeni asemathafa nalomhlaba.
Mhm. Now next week vele sizakudinga ngithi baba.
Ngikhona ngihleli ngikhona namathunga vimpiso emthakathi noma ninje nithinta ngikhona.
Ah, perfect. All right, thank you Mr. Dube, have a good night baba. Right, zuluka ndaba nangu mnumzana uOpet Dube murikunzwa zvekutaurwa unamkoma Dube, aiwa vabata nyaya dzakawanda dzakasiyana-siyana dzakakosha zvikurusa panyaya yesocial media, vabata nyaya yecitizen journalism yekuti aiwa pane vanhu vakawanda-wanda vanongogarawo vachingofamba-famba mumigwagwa pavanosangana nezvinhu vanongotora mapicha vachizvimhanya kusocial media vachinoposta hanzi nyaya idzi sometimes dzinombocirculatewa and then it turns out kuti aiwa nedzimwewo nguva it will be fake news. Vabva vabata nyaya imwoyo zvekare yephotoshop yekuti aiwa munhu anongotora picture iyi oipaste up yodai nedzimwe nguva photoshop munhu kana achigona zvechokwadi picture inogona kubuda kunge iri yechokwadi asi chii inenge iri nhema. +12024650318 ndiyo nhamba yekuti text kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa titextirei pawhatsapp kana muchida kufonawo zvekare muchida kupinda muchirongwa mukwanisa kutifonera pa +12026192077 pindai muchirongwa. Handei kumapeji edu tionawo kuti vanhu vari kuti chiiko mukoma Hudson ari kuti hello bro Mike Hudson zviri kufamba here mukoma. Hanzi naGrievous Chibaba ndirikuda kubata ndiri panamibia aiwa mukoma Grievous tichakutsvagai uzangena kuhlelo talent chinorwiwa ari kuti hi Brian Mike unjani Terence ndiri kuonawo Coben ari kuchema-chema nyaya yatambobatawo zvekare yekuti aiwa nhasi news dzedu dzeshona dzina kubuda zvakanaka musatye mukoma pamorning show tichaigadzirisa nyaya iyi. Utandiwe uti linjani sobo hai tina sipilile sisitandi wen unjani. Nyaya iri mugango tikubata nyaya yesocial media pindai muchirongwa mutudzowo maondere enyu. Let's go back to my first guest. Mukoma Chris acharamba muchiripo parunare rapo.
Ya tiripo.
Vanhu vari kupinda vari kukanda nyaya dzakawanda dzakasiyana-siyana mugango dzinotyisa pamusoro penyaya yesocial media. Ndimi tasha yacho munoita zvekuposta kana nyaya dzo pasocial media mainly using the platform to of course educate the masses on everything that's happening within the country politically. Now you've heard a lot of people, they seem to constantly be touching the issue of trust when it comes to traditional media in a circumstance like Zimbabwe. A lot of people are looking at ZPC, and ZPC of course has been caught times in court cases where people have accused them of impartial coverage towards ZANU-PF, and so it seems as though based on the callers that are coming out, people are leaning towards social media because those are the outlets where the people themselves get to put a voice for themselves. How do you then respond to something like that? Is that a logical explanation for people to move towards social media?
I think people move towards spaces where they identify.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, ZBC being state run, runs a state agenda, and all institutions run their own agenda. I'll say kuti social media is a tool. I think we need to start there by identifying it as a tool. It's no different from a piece of paper, printed or newspaper. How it is then used by the individuals who use it is a different story. Ukatora sandu, ukarovera hoko, unenge waishandira basa rakanaka. Ukatora sandu, ukarova munhu, ukauraya munhu, unenge washandisa basa rakaipa. And that's the same with social media or any other news or any other media platform inenge ichitaura kuvanhu.
Mm-hmm.
How it's used and who is controlling it determines the kind of news that you get. But it in itself, social media is not a bad thing, and it's not a good thing. It's just a thing to be used for people to gain access to information. So I think definitely, Vanu, with more options, back in the day, in a pre-social media, we only had ZBC for a while, we had JTV, and we had the radio stations, the three of them.
Mm-hmm.
But with more options, people now get to choose, I want this specifically. You're no longer tied to just watching ZBC. Now you have the option of saying, whether you're streaming online or you're listening on radio, BBC, because you can watch it. So I think with social media, it's created options for people, and people now have the luxury of choice,
mm-hmm.
and that then makes that allows them to find which fits within their ideology, and they gravitate towards that.
All right, but I par nare nditore mtereri. Nyezo ekwengweni, nilomnumzana u Shepard par nare panam koma Shepard Maxine. Shepard, sungene lekuhlelo unjani bafo? I want you all Arba Chronguan as Dindrupa Gachi, Dindaga Garapa Chain as Mgo.
Ah, Drugu's in Zimaga Muruka Kanga as Mgo.
Zuru Fambe.
Ah, Gugu Darudaru Goma and Gutripa Poswana.
Nyaram Gango Mines on Goma, Chitu, Zayoka, Tinye, social media, Murgu, you know, say.
Social media mkoma uwea iri right, but asi ino isusu vanu. Ndisi tina zoi abuse, ni problem ya kutimasha nisi ratino zoi itamani, ndiyo asiri iyo. But iyo, iri right paku informa, mafoma information, mwanenga chitika kutuminika zedu, so kuna na Zimbabwe, siri kure kuna. Taka at the end of the day, unengo tina zoi ya tuwezi, yao chikiri kujitika, is it true kana false?
Saka inda wa mwuzi kuenda
kuna mwuzi. Saka inda siya, saka siya na siya. Soko zote zume, zote zesa kutoti konfisa, ni kuti. Vamwano, wanengu wa kunye pa, especially so, izu zima photocopy, izu zizi. Uzi shaw zote, ah, icho kwa jere, kana kutu kunye pa.
Saka inda wa mwuzi kuenda kuna na ZBC mchino wana ona huu. Nukuna wofu kwa ripo online.
Kwese kwa ngofana na chako chako, zume zume, no zoto bati wano kutoti kana. Sometimes we ne kana tuti ningati si ngaitika kana mumbari. Kana we ne ama ye mumbari. Yo ano sato kuja manje true story kuti ah. Niti singa wachukwa di. Because of nandri papo. Paitika sakada. Nopo ano sato wana oto sato konse mamanjo wana ta ano icho kwa di. Pati. Singa ze sitori sato nye pa muna nenga oto. Ah isa pana katrubi sato kuno kucha iti. Saka manje you get confused.
Aiwa mkoma Shepard, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongo.
Handiti kamkoma hovei.
Mudzoke next week handiti.
Ayo next I state tori ipoteje toto nzonyote yenyu chaiko chaiko mkoma hovei.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru chirongwa ndechenyu baba.
Handiti ka.
Nangu mlaleli liyamuzwa umnumzana u Shepard Maxine uya comment kuti hai I social media yebo into yenilungileyo kodwa abantu abuse it so it's a good tool but in the wrong hands. Could go left. Kodwa ngiyabona abantu bayabhala ama comments kukhasi le VOA Ndebele nangu Austin Ncube yasho ukuthi salibonani social media it is not good at all but you just need to follow the best page on it if you follow in Studio 7 I don't think you go wrong. Nomzana Ncube siyabonga kakhulu, thank you so much for the support. Andazi ukuthi abantu bazathini kodwa hey bhalani lisitshele ukuthi ngempela libona ngani Studio 7 is the right route, yes or nah. Bhalani if you believe him, bakana ma hearts lama likes, isai ma likes nema hearts scenes wokuti murukuti chiko. Pane wanu wakawanda, pana Luxon laki arugunyora upa, page redu de VOA show na, hanzi na Luxon, social media is good in a country like Zimbabwe, where media is not independent, it comes with a challenge where inexperience of masses give fake news. Oni ya tivanyora, hanzi masura saipano, nasi pane ipachirongwa cha nasi, tukubata nyaye social media munyika, wanu mazwanu wakushanisa social media kuitra kutivashu, fambise mashoko avo, kusanganisira isu, watapiwe na uta, wakushanisa social media. Asi, sezwa, bota uraone watere wakawanda wapinda mchirongwa hii. Pane nyaya yukuti, pamuno shanisa social media, sometimes panubuda mashoko asiri echo kwa di mashoko enema. Saka it's a double edged sword. Asi, imnoti nyora ima namba, mupinde mchirongwa tinzo, maondre enyu ndukona Shalin, chiko marugisa namba yake. Ai watuchakutua gai, Shalin, tuchakutua gai, msa chike, peta ngube yukuti, thanks, Shalin, vapinda vata. Ai wa, mkoma maiki, ndina ma contributions, tuchakufundrai. Right, tuwa zokera kuna mkoma Chris Charamba. Mkoma Chris, mchilipo yerepa.
Yebo, takate yerepa.
Right, anyaya yuriku pisa yuwa teru, waruku pindu, chema. Mabata anyaya yukuti, you know, there's different options. Now, if we're moving forward, like you said, of course, government-owned stations have their own agenda that they look to push. And at times, like what happened last year, if you step on the wrong toes, you might just touch the heat. Last year, we saw government shutting down the internet because apparently a lot of toes were being stepped on, and they felt like the heat was getting too hot, so they decided to shut it down. Now, for you as someone who relies on placing their content on the internet, how do you navigate ensuring that the content that you're doing, that you're publishing, is not just not stepping on the wrong toes, but at the same time educating the masses?
Sure. Well, I my understanding it was earlier this year when
actually yes, my apology. Yes, yeah. The shutdown was earlier this year. And Jesus, from that long. Yeah, yes, my apologies.
And it was, and according to the government, theirs was in response to the protests and to make sure that you know, no violent action takes place. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, those are some things that that you, if you're an online platform, you simply, you need the internet for you to be active. And it can be difficult. You know, shutdowns are not just happening in Zimbabwe. They've happened world over. Recently in Sri Lanka, when there were terrorist attacks, the government shut down parts of the internet there to make sure that the spread of information, to curb spread of certain information. So it definitely can affect, you know, communication for online-based platforms. But you find that it tends normally to be in extreme circumstances when something extreme is happening, that something like that takes place. In terms of our content, we haven't had any complaints or any sort of problems. And there are a number of organizations that have been operating online that I can think of that are anti-government. If you look at the likes of Makamba TV, you know, they've had a lot of, be it satirical skits or other content, which some might say this is anti-government or making fun of the government, and they are still operating. You know, other online platforms have been operating throughout, putting out different kinds of information. So I think, you know, you can't budget for when you'll have internet. Obviously, sometimes that's simply at the discretion. But once it's there, you are at liberty to put out as much information as you can, and the kind of information that you think could respond positively to your listeners or your readers or your viewers.
But as content producers, are you guys being met with resistance, or is it now more of a, you know, free flow? You guys do what you have to do, especially on the internet, because it's supposed to be unregulated.
I think, you know, I think perhaps in the beginning there was a bit of resistance, but not so much anymore. And I think it's simply because of the fact that sometimes, you know, you think that Munarku creator content is creating it from Zimbabwe when they are not. They are in, you know, I remember our podcast, there was a time I was in the UK and my colleague was in Australia, and yet we via Skype, we, you know, put out the podcast as if we were sitting in Harare. Mm-hmm. So you can't, because it's the internet and because it's free and because it's trans, it's transnational, you can't restrict people from where they are, what they're putting out, and how they're putting it out.
Mhm. Okay, Mkoma Chris rega indi toro umwe mutereri tikutimo kubata ipa muroma ndis.
Okay.
Niyazo kuti ngilomulo mlaleli ndine umwe mutereri ari parunare. Nasi phone iri kupisa. This is how I like it. Pindai mchirongwa zuluka ndapa. Ari parunare apo ndiani? Apinda mchirongwa ndiani? Tudzeiwo maundre. Kola mlaleli mapinda mchirongwa ndiani ari parunare? Ariparu nare ndiani? Mlale yu konekti ngwe ningbani? Alright, nduko naonge mterere wede atropa. Ngbona, asamene kase netu abantu ngempela bakona abani nga bafunu kufonelwa. Nangu Courtney usifagili nombola yake ute. Ntelu mfonele pro Mike, I pro puti Courtney, I got your back. Big Mike's got your back. Nza kutenga. Nangu toga mkwena uti yebo lapu kulumalo Pamela uyambingelela. Hey, makumalo unjani. Right, zulukandaba utabalu kone kutwini, lamhlanje we're talking about utabalu social media, ukuthi ngempela, abantu abaningi sebengenile kuhlelo, and they were saying ukuthi social media seems to be a double-edged sword, abantu these days, sebeyisebenzisa, basebenzisa inkundla lezi ezithiyeneyo, abo Twitter, labo Facebook, you know, to pass messages, and for different reasons, of course. Kodwa thina, njengabantu abangabasakazi, we've been using this platform to pass over the news that we seem to be collecting all the time. Now, as time has gone on, this has seems to be met with different things. At times, you find ukuthi indaba ezingekhoqiniso, fake news now zenema seems to be coming out of these platforms. Kodwa Zulukandaba, let's talk a little more about the legal jargon that comes behind this and the legal resistance that seems to come behind for these content producers. Ecingweni, I have my second guest for tonight, Umnumzana Ukhuda Kwashe Hove. Yena Ukhuda Kwashe is a media expert. He's a lawyer who mainly focuses on media related issues. Kuda, welcome to our program, bro.
Thanks, Mike Kunja.
I'm Pilile Wonunjan.
I'm still in a session.
Nantu tabolukone kutwini kuda when you're a lawyer and you focus on media related issues. Now in Zimbabwe it seems as though regardless of whether you're in traditional media or online media, the consequences that seem to come about with it, especially when we're talking about legal wise. Recently, I know you were part of a case whereby ZBC was taken to task for their coverage of the election, whereby it turns out that their coverage was very biased towards ZANU-PF. Now, could you tell me more about the legal repercussions of, you know, being a content producer is for people who are looking to generate content but shifting it online? Are they held to the same accountability or the same standard as people who are producing content who are within the traditional media outlets?
Okay, so content creators are not regulated in the same way that traditional media houses are. Ngoba into khona ukuthi ama content creators are using technology that was not maybe foreseen in our laws or in the laws that we have that regulate media. So into yenzakalayo athethi ukuthi ama content creators asebenzisa i-internet, asebenzisa i-social media, and 10 or so years ago lezo zinto kwezingekho eZimbabwe. So imithetho kathethi thina silayo ekhangele i-media ilokhu ikhuluma ngama-radio lokusakazwa ngama-television, but ayikhulumi ngokusakaza through or YouTube, through or Facebook, through or WhatsApp. And similar social media tools. So esikubonayo kathesi ukuthi ama laws amaningi a-applyayo to ama content creators ama laws are criminal law code as opposed to the Broadcasting Services Act. So the criminal law code ama laws maybe that apply mainly siyabe sikhuluma ngendaba like when the criminal defamation was still a valid law in Zimbabwe. It was one of the laws that was used. Then there's also indaba ze undermining the authority of the president.
Exactly.
So ngakhuluma into engani critical either of the person or the office of the president of the country, then you are likely to be in trouble.
Now, is that not something that Abantu, I guess, as online content, not just online content creators, but umuntu nje ozikhulumelayo online, is that not something that would be regarded as an online regulator? Ukuthi la uhulumeni ngempela, he's watching your online, as much as they are saying ukuthi online is not supposed to be regulated, uhulumeni ukhona ngempela, and if you post the wrong thing and you step on the wrong toes, you might just be caught in some fire.
Yeah, so that's it. It is a form. It is an indirect form of maybe not regulating, but restricting content creation in Zimbabwe. Because traditionally, government in Zimbabwe has always been restrictive of the traditional media. And it's ama newspapers, Kumbuli Daily News, yeah, Bonjwa. Ama reporters, ama editors, ama nengi in independent press have been arrested. Some have been put up in court for ama charges or criminal defamation and the like. But now, sesibona uhulumende now stepping in to even harass ama content creators. For example, a recent case that Inisa, my organization was involved in, was the assistance of Ukonyet Losamansa Abe Umagi, as she's known.
Bastop TV.
Abe Bastop TV, where they were arrested and charged with an offense for a skit that they released 3 years ago. So what was by Bochelugu impersonator, I'm a police uniforms or regalia. But then we're going to have the Lela Sulu in Dokon as a one that speech had been in circulation for the past 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing that changed now is that the new government maybe felt, or the police force now felt, as if Ipastop TV was now making more of politically related commentary rather than general social commentary that they had been known for in the past. So even Tezunjalo, which the government is now not hesitant to even go after AMA content creators, because people are now finding a creative way,
mm-hmm.
maybe to like criticize the government, and government is slowly picking up to that fact.
Now
it's now doing, yeah, mm-hmm. and it's now restricting Abantu using criminal laws in the country.
All right.
And as for registration and licensing, we still don't really have a really solid legal framework, a regulator level window as far as content creators are concerned.
Mm-hmm. And then Umbuzo, I'm open to a question, then I'm going to have to let you go because we have an illustration by Umnumzana Ibizo, like Muntong Sakulayo, who's based in Australia, who Taffy the Man, yeah, and he's got his own videos. Is when I could, I need you to touch a little more about, you know, there's this issue, AIPA. It seems to be a law, it regulates mainly traditional broadcasting, but is that something that also affects Abantu who create their content online?
So AIPA really doesn't, because, again, it's an issue of which is cut by AIPA. Kwakungela foresight kumbe kwabengakhangelelanga ukuthi kuzaba le development yemedia le esasesithi social media. So iyayipha kathesi uma ngifuna maybe ukuqala i-online magazine, ngihambe ezinovel media commission, kuba nzima ukuthi bekwazi ukuthi bangiclassify under what, ngoba traditionally ama definitions akhona awakho big enough or broad enough ukuthi egoqele lama-content creators.
Uh-huh.
So yikho ngisithi okwekathesi ama-content creators awala mthetho sibili obheke umsebenzi wawo, obheke ukuwa-regulator kumbe ukuthi ama-license abo abhadalwa njani. So yikho kumele phakathi kohlelo loku-revisa i-AIPA kumbe lokususa i-AIPA, kumele kukhangelwe i-role ama-content creators will play. And ukhumbule futhi ukuthi as iZimbabwe goes ku digital migration, bayakhuluma ukuthi digital migration will produce a wide range of channels, like kuzawe le opportunity for Zimbabwe as a nation, as a national broadcaster, USBC, to have way more than the one television station we have now. Mm-hmm. So now, after digital migration, singabalamare TV stations, maybe our 12, those TV stations will have to be filled with content. And mm-hmm. ideally, the content they are connecting kumele ivele kuma Zimbabwe, simply because it's broadcasting for Zimbabwe, and we would like to see the creation or improvement in the content creation industry in Zimbabwe. Maybe look at how in Nigeria, as in Hollywood, look at how America has Hollywood. Look at how Latin America has turned over. So Latin Jengama Zimbabwe is going to have the opportunity, the Woodford Lamar TV stations or radio stations, Amaneng, Kumele, Sibone, content producer in Zimbabwe, EU broadcast wire Konapo. And obviously that content will have to be regulated. Obviously, that content will have to be of a good quality
mm-hmm.
for people to actually want to consume it. So definitely, there being a mthetho ekhuluma in content creation, who process they will replace the AIPA.
All right. Kuda, thank you so much. Ngumgena kuhlelo lethu, Mnumzana.
Ngawulungile, ndoda.
Right. Let me go back to Mnumzana. UChris, vacharamba ndokupa imazwi enyu kupedzisira tasvika kumagumo echirongwa. In 30 seconds, can you wrap up the program?
Yeah, no, sure. I just wanted to say, you know, for time immemorial, since the beginning of time, people have always been storytellers.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that's changed is my platforms. And I think social media just happens to be a new platform. And people just need to, you know, to look out. Kanawan go something, Kanawan go something, or know something for social media. Just double confirm the Ram of the Chokadi or Kanak.
I watch no tenders cool. Zuluganda was speaking about Petrol and Ostello, Oliver Lisayo, Nenjabulo, Lamsang, visiting to Tabalo social media. Oliver Lisayo, Nenjabulo, Zimbabwe, Omoche, Maria Zimbabwe, Inidin Mike Ove. Bye bye.